We're going to look ahead to next Saturday and Monmouth Park in Oceanport, New Jersey, where Jockeys in Jeans will be holding a benefit for the Permanently Disabled Jockeys Fund. And to tell you more about that, I welcome in Barry Pearl. And Barry, this is going to be fantastic. You have done yeoman's work. You and the team at Jockeys in Jeans have done yeoman's work to benefit PDJF over the years, and this is shaping up to be just one heck of an event next Saturday.
Yeah, first of all, thank you for having me on. I certainly appreciate it, and we all do. And we couldn't be happier about being in Monmouth Park. You know, after we were canceled last year, and rightly so, at Churchill because of the COVID. And we were already scheduled to come to Monmouth and met with them, and they were ready to go. So it looks like if we get about a little bit lucky, we could break our record. So this could be pretty good.
Yeah, Jockeys in Jeans was founded in 2014. And again, Barry, I'll let you talk more about that in a second here. But I want to brag on you for a minute. You have raised more than $1.6 million to benefit the Permanently Disabled Jockeys Fund. And I think that that qualifies as being an industry star of the week. And this segment, this interview, brought to you by Stuart Morris, who offers a boutique full-service bloodstock operation. Stuart sponsors an Industry Star of the Week interview on the program every single Saturday morning, and I couldn't think of anybody more deserving than you and the team at Jockeys in Jeans. So congratulations on that.
Oh, thank you very much. We certainly appreciate it. We call it a labor of love. You know, I mean, all of the founding members, there's still three of us here that are founding members. Of course, we added more people, you know, to help. But and our goal was always to be able to help our fallen riders and what we call our fallen riders. And we're very fortunate we've been able to do that through the help of a lot of people, not only the tracks and the Horsemen's Association and sponsors, but also with folks like yourself who get the word out. And that means a lot to us and to make these things successful. So, yeah, we're real happy. It looks, as I said, it looks like we're going to get close to breaking our Canterbury Park record, which was 300,000 for a day. With a little luck, we're going to do that. And we're just absolutely thrilled. We have, right now, we have 12, maybe 14 Hall of Famers coming in. There's two that, if they're not riding on Saturday, they probably will be with us. Which is a pretty nice group of folks. And we have seven of what we call our fallen riders. Those are, you know, our folks who are now riding wheelchairs instead of horses.
Yeah, it's always sad, but it's always inspirational, too, when those folks are in attendance. And fans will get an opportunity to talk with the jockeys and to get to mix and mingle with them a little bit, I would assume. Can they do that this year?
Oh, yeah, no, that's what it's all about. The folks that come to our event, we have a number of things that are going on. We have a live auction where we sell our premium items, such as our Hall of Fame poster with, I think right now we're up to almost every living Hall of Famer on there that signed that thing, and our Kentucky Derby poster, that is almost the same. And those are kind of premium items. Then we have two silent auctions. We have one in the actual event area, and we have one for the fans down in the grandstand, so nobody gets left out on that. And we'll have a big autograph session in the grandstand for the fans who can't come upstairs, you know, because they, for whatever reason. But they will have the opportunity to say hello and get items autographed by our Hall of Famers and our fallen riders.
I think that's great that folks don't necessarily have to be on site at Monmouth next Saturday if they want to help support the PDJF and support Jockeys in Jeans. You mentioned the other auction. Now, I assume that they can go online and they can participate that way too?
Yeah, we're starting that this year. We're doing something completely different. We're doing a proxy bid. And so we built a web page for that. It's at jockeysandjeans.com. And just go, you'll see it's on their auction. And what you do is you see all the items. If you click on any of the items that we have there, a description comes up. And you fill out the form. There's a form right on the website. And you decide what you want to bid on that. And we have the forms there, and we'll have somebody be bidding for you up to whatever your maximum amount is. It's we're hoping it really works well, and that's going to give us a whole new outlook on the auctions.
Okay, so for fans, Barry, that are going to be at Monmouth next Saturday, maybe they're making a special trip because of this event, lay it out for me. How does it all work? Do they have to sign up? Do they just show up at the door? Walk me through it.
Well, there's two ways. The best way to do it, because we will have, you know, we believe this thing's going to sell out, is to just to go to Monmouth Park, monmouthpark.com, and you'll see it, Jockeys and Jeans. You can buy your tickets right there. Then we get notification of that being purchased. Then we put you on the list. There you are. And when you come out to Monmouth Park, you'll have a little slip of paper from that website. And we'll have a beautiful luncheon, courtesy of Monmouth Park. We'll have our auction. We'll have a Hall of Famers. We're doing this year a really, really neat multimedia slideshow that kind of goes over a number of things. And that's going to be what I feel, at least, a real, real neat thing. And so it's just a great day for the fan to be able to meet. I mean, how many times can you be in the same room with 14 Hall of Famers? You know, yeah. What I mean, that's just a big deal.
Yeah, it really is. Can you give me a sneak peek as to some of those Hall of Famers that are going to be there?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we have them all here. Wait a minute, tell you. we have. I have all this written down. So if not, I start to lose it. But we have Luffy Pinkai is coming in.
Wow.
Pat Day. Chris McCarron. I got to tell you a story about Chris and Pat. This is the God's honest truth. Chris calls me up and says, can't come. I got a freebie trip out to Hawaii to play golf. They're paying my way, all this stuff. I say, well, okay, I understand that. It's cool. And then Pat calls me. Next day says, my 50th class reunion. I got to go to that. Well, don't you know that 3 days later they both called me and said, no, we're not good doing that. We're coming to Jockeys and Jeans. So
awesome.
Right there you got to say, oh, my goodness. Sandy Hawley will be there, of course. Sandy's our Hall of Fame coordinator. Ramon Dominguez. We're hoping that Javier Castellano will get down from New York. Bill Bowen. Billy Bowen,
wow,
driving up from Florida to come to Jockeys and Jeans.
Wow.
Okay. Julie Crone, Vasquez, Mugali,
yep,
Obieza, Jose Santos, Georgie Velasquez, one of my oldest and dearest friends, and maybe Johnny Velasquez might be there too, because it depends on what's going on that Saturday. Early Fires, and something we've never done before, but we thought he deserved it, G.R. Carter. I don't know if you know who G.R. Carter is.
Yeah, of course. Quarter Horse Man.
The greatest quarter horse riders ever sit a horse.
Yeah.
And he's on our committee, and so we're going to honor him too, because, here's a guy won 10 straight quarter horse championship titles in a year, over the course of 10 years. That's amazing. Then we're going to have some ambassadors that are going to be there. Tony Black. Everybody knows Tony. Arnie,
sure,
Ilescu from Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Armando Rivera, who is one of our fallen riders. Brian Elmore from up in Indiana.
Okay.
And he's going to be there too. So we got a pretty star-studded group of folks going to be there this year, and it's really pretty neat.
Yeah, I would say so. It sounds like retirement's treating Chris McCarron pretty good, because I reached out to him last week to see if he could join me on this program. And the one time I had open was the one time he couldn't do it. And Chris is always so gracious with his time. He has,
oh, yeah,
he's never said no. He always comes on the program whenever I, yeah, ask him to do it. And the reason he couldn't do it last weekend is because he'd be on the first tee at that time. So Chris is sneaking in a few rounds of golf while he's retired, and I can't blame him.
And Chris is pretty good. I know better to go out and play golf with him and gamble.
Yeah,
I know that's a bad move.
Leave your wallet at home.
Yeah, absolutely. He'll destroy you. That's for sure. He's a good athlete.
Well, this is going to be fantastic, Barry. By the way, visiting with Barry Pearl from Jockeys and Jeans, the 7th annual fundraiser coming up at Monmouth Park to benefit the PDJF. That's next Saturday. And Barry is this week's Industry Star of the Week because of the wonderful work that he does. Also, you're joined by Ed Donnelly, who does a lot of stuff there, too, and does a fantastic job. And what a team the two of you make.
Oh, thank you. Eddie's one of our founding members, and actually, he's the guy who really started this thing. Everybody said, well, Barry did. No, no, Eddie was the guy that did it because what he did, he had wanted to get together a group of old-timers at Tampa, and, of course, him being a reverend and a minister, he looked how he could help people, and he kind of started this and put it together. And because I was retired, and also I had the business background on that, I said, okay, you know, I'll take it from here and we'll go from there. But I do have a big announcement, and I think you're going to like this.
Go for it.
We have the first ever major presenting sponsor, Caesars Entertainment.
Yep, you stole my thunder. I was taking you there next. Yeah, you always got to.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
You got to recognize those guys. I mean, what a great organization. And for them to step up and do this and support disabled riders, fantastic, Barry.
Yeah, they came in on the $25,000 level. That's a pretty big number. And, you know, they're really great people. I have to tip my hat to my good friend Brian Elmore from Indiana HVBA. He's the guy to put it together. And Brian's obviously an ambassador, but he put that thing together in 24 hours. And these folks are great, and they're in, and they want to help.
Well, we hope that everybody – who is listening will get a chance to participate, whether it's the live auction that's going to take place. And they, as you said, they can go to jockeysandjeans.com to learn more about that. Or if they want to show up at Monmouth, if they're in the area and they can make it there, they'll have an opportunity to rub elbows with some of the greatest ever to hop into the saddle. And it's all for a great cause and Permanently Disabled Jockeys Fund. And Barry, again, I can't thank you enough for everything you do for PDJF. You know it's our official charity here on the Horse Racing Radio Network and has been for a long time. And all the best next Saturday, my friend.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, I appreciate your support over the years. It's certainly from the very first one, from the second one to now. I mean, it's always a big help. And, you know, we appreciate everybody that helps us, and we've grown so much. It's getting really crazy. We're getting folks in who are buying, purchasing sponsorships that, I mean, they just, it comes out. Okay, oh, hey, I heard about this. We want to do it. And they do. It's really, it makes you feel very good.
Oh, fantastic stuff. Barry Pearl here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Barry, all the best next Saturday, my friend. Have a wonderful event and say hi to everybody for me.
I certainly will, and I hope to see you next time when we go down to Kentucky.
Let's do it.
Okay, bud.
All right, buddy. Barry Pearl, Jockeys and Jeans. You can go to jockeysandjeans.com to learn more about the fundraiser. And, by the way, donate to PDJF right there on their website.